Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go, back on this President's Day, Monday, February 15th, however you want to say it. We say it a little different here in the Midwest, 15 and a half minutes past the hour, on a very, very unique morning, unlike any other morning this station has had. And it's kind of interesting, because as people are getting their newspapers this morning and reading this article online, we're getting a lot of response through social media, and I appreciate that. I mean, I really do. Now, I'm not going to give the FCC address out, and I'm not going, because I don't want it ever to be said that I told anybody to call the FCC. If somebody wants to do that, you're more than welcome to do it, but I don't want it to be said that I ever suggested that, or I just don't want to do that. So, that's that. Now, let me tell you this. This is important, because this is, again, what I want to say. And, again, this morning, you are saying such nice things to me. I appreciate it. I know everybody involved with this station, every host and everybody on the board appreciates what you're saying. And but it just means the world. I mean, how can I be upset this morning? How can I be angry? I hope I don't sound angry. I don't feel angry. About this outpouring. This is what we've done for 7 years, and I appreciate it. And I know we've done good work, and I know we have informed this community, and I know that that was our main goal. And you, the listening audience, have given me more information than I think I've ever given you. But boy, the guests we've had on, and I thank them so much. People who took the time to come on and have conversations with me about anything in the world. How lucky can you get? How in the world am I supposed to be upset about that? You know, I had people come on this show. I was lucky enough to have people come on this show. Phyllis Diller became a good friend. Sam Donaldson came on so many times. Phil Donahue, who, you know, is an Ohio guy who doesn't do a whole lot of talk shows anymore, came on here. And you know, how I'll never forget those kindnesses that people did for me. Ed Asner and people from Columbus Media like Colleen Marshall, and they've just all been great. And I cannot thank them enough for everything they ever did. Go ahead, caller.
It's Donaldson here.
Oh, Sam!
Yeah.
How you doing?
Well, I'm okay, but the question is, how are you doing?
You know, honestly, not bad.
Well, under the circumstances, that I find a little strange thing to say.
Well, I guess I would say I don't know how the first hour came off, so I'm not really sure yet.
I enjoyed it. I listened to it. I thought you were straightforward. And I thought one of your great strengths is just plain English and saying what you think, moderate way, unlike me, who is not moderate often in my thoughts. But I thought it came very well. But I must tell you, I'm not an expert, obviously, on government agencies. But I know before a license of a station can be revoked, not only is there an investigation, but there is a notice to the station of an intent to revoke and have a hearing. The FCC and no government agency, simply in the dark, the courts would not allow that. It's not a question of will the FCC investigate thoroughly. It must. It cannot revoke a license simply because it didn't get a reply to a request for the names of the people on the board. That's ridiculous.
You know, and I would think so too. But that is what they said on Friday, and that's what the cancellation letter, which I finally did get to see once I called them, said pretty much, that you did not respond within 30 days to this complaint, so that's why we're canceling your license. There has never been a hearing. Nobody from this station has ever been called. Nothing. And this also,
your attorney, and I'm sure that you will have competent attorneys represent you, will immediately file in court a protest to this in-the-dark cancellation. And it will be suspended, at the very least, until there's an investigation and a finding, a public hearing. The fact that one person complains to the FCC about anything is not something that's actionable without the legal process running. I mean, if the former president of the United States can have a legal process, he had 60 of them, as a matter of fact, in various courts in the land, before action was taken or not taken. WWGH is not going to be taken off the air simply because the FCC sends a letter. Not going to happen.
Well, you know, I'll be here, like I say, until somebody tells me not to, and it's strange. It's strange to do a show like this, because I'm really more interested in guests, and I'm more interested in the other person. So for me to come on here and talk about this for 2 hours is strange for me, but, you know, I felt it had to be done, and I do want to be honest. I don't want to hide anything. I don't want to. I think the listeners deserve that.
Well, I agree. And I'm very pleased to hear that a lot of people are supporting you by calling in and saying that they support the fact that they want you to stay on the air. Again, the FCC cannot do this action legally simply because it decides it didn't get a response to a routine request because of a complaint for the names of the people on your board. That's just not the way the system works. Now you say, well, that's not the way it ought to work. No, that's not the way it works. Even in times when a lot of corners have been cut in the last 4 years, particularly in Washington, things are done because of, in this case that I'm talking about, one man's desire and will. Even then, you saw what happened. The court system worked after the election in November. All across the land, judges appointed by various presidents, including Donald J. Trump, heard complaints, found no evidence, had no ability to find in favor of the person who filed, the lawyers who filed in his behalf. So it's not going to happen to you.
Well, hey, Sam, before I let you go, I got to ask you this. Being a person in the media for years as you have been, have you ever had an incident where somebody just did not like you? You had no idea why. Yeah, I know. It's a big setup. That's a good setup, isn't it?
It might be. It's very healthy. Keep going.
Do you ever really know why? I guess it's just a subjective thing. People just don't like you, I guess. I don't know.
Well, people don't like other people because of various reasons. Personalities rubbed you wrong, prejudice on someone's part for reasons that ought not to be. But also, they don't like what you say, those of us in the business. I mean, you must know that. Even if what you say, you can have evidence to show why you said it and believe it should be considered, you're on the other side. I mean, I grew up in the Republican Party in New Mexico. And I came to Washington and was infected somewhat, I suppose, by the New York Times and the Washington Post and others, but was known in my early days as the guy who, it was leaked, voted for Barry Goldwater in 1964. I'd been in Washington 3 years. I mean, all along and up to this moment, people think of me as the Democratic commie simp, what have you, liberal, because of the things I've said on your program. Donald J. Trump fans certainly don't like me. They don't believe that I have any basis for complaining about our former president, who I've known for 35 years, as you know. And therefore, I must be doing it for either personal animus or money or a cause, a communist cause, or whatever they want to say. Well, I'm used to that. And other reporters are used to that. And reporters on the other side, who liberals complain about, and there are some, are used to that. But as long as you are true to what you think your information is, and as long as your beliefs are something that people think, well, he's wrong, but at least he means it. He there's no ulterior motive. He just got it wrong. You're okay.
Well, Sam, I appreciate the information. I appreciate you calling in. I really, really do. And like I say, we'll keep on keeping on here. And I hope as long as we're here, you will come on when you can.
When you invite me, and I'm sure I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Sam.
God.
Bye-bye. Legendary Sam Donaldson. Now, see, there you go. That's with Sam Donaldson, the legendary Sam Donaldson, who has been very good to me over the years. ABC, White House correspondent, host of Primetime Live, the Sunday morning show this week with Cokie Roberts for years. You know, so how can you be upset? And I appreciate the information Sam just said there, because that's exactly what has happened here. There has been no hearing. There has been no investigation, to my knowledge, at this particular point. What has happened is what has happened. And you will probably hear a lot of negative from people who don't like this station and probably don't like me. And that's okay. I was never under the indication that everybody loved me. And I don't think you're supposed to be. I tell people that. I've had the chance to speak to some journalism classes. And, you know, you got to walk your walk and talk your talk. And I've always told them that if you really are doing good journalism, the people in government and the people who you have on are probably not always going to like you if you're asking tough questions. And that's the way it should be. And also, not everybody who listens is going to like you. And that's the way that will be as well. So there you go. But here's the thing. If this should take, which you never know, maybe I can go shovel snow. There's call for that, I hear as of this morning. You never know what's going to happen from one moment to the next. So there you go. All right. But I'm not going to give out the FCC number, as I said, address or anything of that nature, because I just think I don't want to be labeled as encouraging anybody to do that. Although, if you want to do that, you certainly can, and that's that. Now, phone lines are open because that's the kind of station this is. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And this is a family station. To say that the people here feel like family, and they have for 7 years. We get together at anniversary time, we get together at Christmas time, and I'm sure none of that will ever stop, no matter what the indication is from here on out. And as I say, media is interesting. Media is changing all the time. There are podcasts. There are websites. There are that stream this station. All kinds of interesting stuff that you can find. All right, go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Yeah, I missed the first part of the show. I came at the newspaper. What is all the hullabaloo about?
The hullabaloo is, as I can, I'll try to nutshell it here, is that somebody complained that our board was not what it is said to be. The FCC sent a letter wanting to know who was on the board. We did not get the letter, and because we did not respond, they canceled the license.
Oh, well, you don't know who it
was? Do I know who made the complaint?
Yeah,
I know who made the complaint. It's in the newspaper, and somebody said this morning, I'm not going to say the name.
But whoever complained, I think you did a good job on the show. I don't know all your board members. I know a few of the people that work there. But whoever said the complaint, like you said before, they either don't like you or they don't like the show.
That's right. And, you know,
if they don't like you, oh, well. That's their prerogative. But when you got a show on and people are listening to you, so far I have not seen or heard of anything negative. I listen every morning when I get a chance. And I think everything has been up and up. So, well, I'll wait and see, I guess.
Yeah, we'll wait and see. We'll see what happens. Thank you, Bob. And again, if the phone line's ringing busy, it does mean we're on the line with somebody else. So if the phone line's ringing busy, just keep on trying back. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And the thing of this really all is, I know that when you turn the radio on some mornings, really what's going on is we're just kind of background noise in your house. I remember somebody called in at one point and said we were just another voice in the room, in the house. And during the pandemic, that's what I think we've been for a lot of people. And I appreciate that. Because a lot of radio now is music. You know, that's just the way it is. And we have always been a talk station for 7 years. And I hope, and doing long-form interviews, being able to allow people to come on for 45 minutes and say everything they want to say and tackle a myriad of issues, not just one or two. And I think that has always been very, very important. But again, if the line's ringing busy, just give us a buzz. If there's something you want to say, if there's nothing you want to say, that's okay too. 740-383-9944. And that's the story this morning. Now, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp will be on when this show goes off this morning at 10:10 a.m. And then we will have Voice of a People with Linda Sims at 4:10 today and the Mike Wilson Show at 5:10 today. So that's where we are. And again, the reiteration this morning is thanking you, the audience, because you know we don't do this enough. Thanking you, the audience, for listening, because we probably would not get together and do this if you did not listen. And this morning, I think, proves once again that people do listen. And I know that a lot of times people don't always agree with the guests that are on. And I know that people don't always agree with what's going on, but hopefully we've been able to laugh together. Hopefully we've been able to impart information. I really became aware of this during the pandemic. You know, when that started, to still come in here and do this every day, and we've never taken a day off since it started, almost a year now, to come in here every day and give information and have the health commissioner on and give information about the vaccine, you know, I'm very proud of that. I'm very proud that we were able to do something like that because, I don't know of any other station in this area that was doing that. And to me, that's very, very, very important. Now, beyond that, what can you say? It just is what it is right now. Now, again, we're not going off the air right now. This is not necessarily a goodbye. This is, we have contacted the FCC. The FCC will respond however they respond, and then we will respond to that response. And that sounds very vague, but you really don't know what the responses are going to be at this point. So for me to say any more would be very inaccurate. And I don't want to come off inaccurate in any way this morning because the truth is important. You know, let me tell you a little story. Because like I say, I've been aware of this since Friday when the Marion Star let me know about this. And that really is how I found out. A lady I had worked with not too long ago, maybe 10 years ago, had a husband. And these were not elderly people. When I knew them, they were probably late 40s, early 50s, and I still see them from time to time. Now, last night, I'm going through social media, and I see the obituary of the husband. 60 years old. And it shocked me because I had seen him recently in the community and he was fine, probably back around holiday time. So I don't know what happened. You know, obituaries don't really tell you that anymore, and I haven't talked to anybody about it. But that's a real problem. You know, what's going on here? You know, it's what it is. But to me, that's a real problem. That family, what they're going through today and have went through over the last few days, that's real trouble. You know, that's terribly unfortunate. And they have my condolences, because he was a very, very nice man, very cordial guy. Never saw him in a bad mood, and sorry that he's gone at the age of 60. And I don't know what the reasoning is, but those are real problems. And how can you not live in this pandemic and realize that there are real problems? You know, people are dying in hospitals. You know, one thing that social media has done with this pandemic, and this might be a little bit off topic here, but when, you know what, I'll take the call here. Maybe I'll come back and form this thought in a second. Go ahead, caller.
Sorry.
Are you there? Oh, well, I guess we missed that call. But again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you get a busy signal, it just means we're on the line with somebody else. Now, the pandemic. What social media has done there is I have seen people who are in the hospital who are very sick, and they're posting messages and letting people know how sick they are. And at times, we have found out that just days after these posts, hours, these people have left us, have passed away, have died. Now, that's a problem. You know, that's a real problem. I don't want to minimize what's going on here because, you know, it's not the greatest thing in the world. But those are problems. So, you know, maybe that's why in a strange way, I look in the bigger picture of what we do here, and I think, you know, it's a privilege to be behind the microphone, even for 10 minutes. It's a privilege. It's a privilege to come into your homes. It's a privilege for you to turn us on in the car, your mobile device, however you listen. It's always a privilege. So you don't take that lightly. And the fact that you get to do so many interesting things that people don't get to do, as I say, it's nothing to be regretful of. It's nothing that I will ever forget. There are so many going to presidential conventions and covering World Series. And, I mean, we have taken this show all over the place. We've been in Pittsburgh. We've been in Cleveland. We've been in Manhattan. I mean, how can you be upset? We did a show from a hotel in New York, Manhattan, next door to Carnegie Hall, 2 hours with Phil Donahue. Now, who gets to do that? Who's lucky enough to do that? That's luck. And you're always glad that things like that have happened. And again, all the response we're getting on social media this morning, I really do appreciate that. I appreciate it. But don't worry about me. I'm okay. Don't worry about, you know, I'll tell you, now here, there's a little laughter in everything. Now, I have not seen the newspaper yet, the actual hard copy. But I've seen the online version. And the people in the picture, I think there are only two people in that picture who are involved directly with this station. Me, as a host, program manager, and Linda Sims is in that picture, who also does a show here. Everybody else in that picture has only ever been a guest here. And that's it. So, I mean, that's interesting. Maybe they'll be angry with me. I don't know. But I didn't choose the picture. So, that you know, that just is the way that goes. All right. Now, did anybody do anything interesting over the weekend? Does anybody want to talk about the snow coming up? We do have 20 minutes left here. The big snow. People have been calling this snowpocalypse. Have you heard this? Snowpocalypse? It's been a rough month here in the Midwest. Snow coming down, and will continue to do so. So we do have 20 minutes left. If you have anything to say, you want to talk about the snow, you want to talk about anything, we can do that for 20 minutes because pretty much the majority of this show is gone today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, let's see what this is about. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Oh, good. Good show.
Thank you.
Yeah, you do a good job, honestly. Hey, I just called to see, did you go to the flea market?
You know what? I absolutely did. I went to the flea market on Saturday, and I found it very interesting. I set aside a couple of hours to go through it because I had not been there for years, and I was really impressed by the amount of stuff that they had.
Yes, they've got a lot, don't they?
They really do. I'm glad that is still up and running and going strong.
And if you go back, you'll see more, what I mean, because you just kind of browse through it, and then you think about stuff, and then you go back and look again, and you'll see more.
Yeah.
But you do a good show. I don't think you've got anything to worry about. And, you know, boy, if people want to vent or something, this is the ideal show to call in, talk something out. You find out from different people, you know?
Well, and that's what I was thinking this morning, to be honest. I thought, you know, people have called in here and they've vented their feelings and they've said what they've thought. And I just, as I was telling one of our board members last night when I was talking to them, I said, you know, I don't think it's right not to come on and talk about it because I don't want to leave anybody in the dark. And so we've done what we've done here this morning.
Well, you know, we've talked a little bit of politics and you are pretty neutral. But some of them on your show is not too neutral. You know, Glenn's pretty far to the left. You can't talk to him too much about politics, but you're neutral. I'll give you credit. You stay right in the middle, so that's all I'm going to say, and I'll let you go.
I appreciate it, and thanks for calling.
All right, Scott.
Bye-bye. And again, I appreciate calls like that. You know, that's a trick. In media today, because I really do try to stay neutral in these interviews. I don't want you to know what my political beliefs are. I don't want you to know what my religious beliefs are, because I want everybody to come on. I'm curious about the guest. I really am. I want to know what they have to say. I don't want to attack what they have to say. And I always wanted everybody to feel comfortable enough to come on this show, whether you were a Republican or a Democrat or whatever religion you belong to. I wanted you to come on and be able to say what you wanted to say and not have somebody who was going to jump down your throat. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I just wanted to, as long as we stay on the air.
Yeah, as long as we're here.
Yeah, I just wanted to remind folks that Thursday morning, I'll be on again with Glenn, and we're going to finish up the second half of the presidential inaugurations that we didn't get the time to do last time. I think we ended up stopping maybe with Abe Lincoln or somewhere in that area. So we're going to pick up and talk about past presidential inaugurations from Lincoln or Grant on. And then a week from today on Mike Wilson's show, we're going to be talking about all things George Washington because it is his actually official birthday.
Very good. And keep that programming coming.
Just wanted to remind listeners, and hopefully we'll be there.
Hey, thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. And you know, and that's the kind of programming you want to provide. You want to let people know. History is very important, and history has always been something I'm highly interested in. I really want to know how we got to where we have gotten. And you do that through history. And there have been a lot of programs on this station that have really dealt in the vein of history. And I'm proud of that as well. So, you know, there we are. And anything else you'd like to talk about, 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open 44 minutes past the hour on this very interesting Monday morning, President's Day. I don't know that I will ever forget this particular broadcast, but it's not a bad broadcast. It's not something that I am, you know, I'm not exactly Jack Parr this morning walking away from the microphone. I'm not exactly going to break down in tears here or anything. It's just life is what it is sometimes, and you deal with it that way. But you know, tomorrow's always another day. Who knows what'll happen tomorrow? Who knows what'll happen later today? We're on the cusp of a new day here. And there's always something new each and every day. Now, not only did I go to the flea market this weekend, which I did, and I enjoyed, but I also, which I had never done before, hard to believe, I went over to the real Amish country in Pfeiffer Station, and I was completely impressed with what I saw over there. There's a lady over there, and a gentleman called in a couple weeks ago and tipped me off to this woman over in Pfeiffer Station in the Hardin County, Kenton area, who makes pies. Her name is Mary. I don't know her last name. She's a nice Amish lady. She's been there many, many years. And she takes the pies right out of the oven and gives them to you. And, of course, you buy them. But they're delicious pies. She had strawberry rhubarb and peach and just anything you could think of. And also all kinds of things sold in these stores. Fresh bread, big loaves of bread, and turtles and buckeyes and all kinds of stuff. It's a very non-commercialized Amish community. And, boy, the things those people do is very, very, very impressive. Very impressive. And I know the pies were very good. I have not had any of the pie. I will say that. The pie went other places. But I heard the pie was very good, and I have no doubt because of the way it smelled. It just, you know, and I, you know, that's an interesting thing as well. That's of high interest to me. How should I say this? The life that the Amish people must lead. What a interesting life that they're able to be so down to earth and I don't want to use the wrong word here. Down to earth and hardworking, I guess, is the best way to say it. I mean, what an impressive group. And could not have been nicer. Could not have been more hospitable. And, you know, that, I always think so many people die every year because of stress. Stress, stress, stress. And I'm not saying that the people who I met over the weekend in Amish country are not stressed. But, maybe that life is a little easier, and just very nice people. So that was over in Pfeiffer Station in Hardin County, so I did make it over there, and that was a lot of fun. And also, I do not want to forget this. I ended up in Bucyrus on Saturday night and went to Baker's Pizza, and I have not been to Baker's Pizza, and that was an experience. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah.
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
I just talked to you the other day personally and listened to you on the radio, and I can't understand a situation like this, how things can happen like this. But a question I'd like to ask you, and I've got a few more nice comments to tell you that everyone knows that knows you really in the aspect of listening to you and what you say. You're a very cool operator. I never heard you be hostile about nothing or anything, but if you want to say something to you, you let them talk to you, and I think that's very nice of you, and you talk back to the other person very nicely. So, but if you had a license suspended, how long can you get it back sometime, or how does that work? I don't know myself how to understand that, but your talent is so great. And you can interview people. I don't know about everybody, because, boy, there's a lot of people interview, but I'll tell you, you would be in the very top, very top of anything in that line. You're a very talented man. You love your work, and you really, really got to love your work to do what you've done on this radio station the last years you've been on here. And I hope you can come back, but I still I'll give you a chance here, and then I'm asking you, how about this suspension? Does that last forever? You can't never get it back, or what, Scott?
Well, you don't really know, because what is happening right now is we truly did not get the letter to respond to the one complaint. And oddly enough, it really was just one complaint.
Right.
And so we never got the letter to be able to respond. So since we never were able to respond, I'm not sure if they did have the right to cancel the license at all. And that's what we're waiting to hear back from the FCC on. They have not responded to that as of yet. And if you heard Sam Donaldson earlier, you know, he mentioned that there should have been a hearing or has to be a hearing, I think. I don't want to misrepresent what he said. So, you know, hopefully these things do happen because there's nothing to hide.
But can you regain your license if this blows over, if they do suspend it, and say if this gets suspended, can you ever get your license back, or are you done with ever getting a license back? That's what I want to understand.
No, I think what would happen is, because this license, the particular license here was canceled, so I think, I guess what at this point they'll figure, should it have been canceled, that might never have should have happened. So I think the license would just go on, or they would just reverse it and say that we should not have done that because they did not have the proper chance to respond to that, and when they respond, we'll go from there. I think that's what would happen. But I don't know. It's hard to tell. I really don't know because I never had a situation like that.
Well, I thought you being in the radio business and loving it so much that you, if it was such a thing like any other kind of license, that, well, I'm under suspension. I got to serve my time on that because maybe I did violate this or that. But if you ever could get it back and come back, same station here in Marion in a lot amount of time.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and you certainly can go to work anywhere. I mean, nobody stops you from going to work. I don't, you know, I honestly am in the dark to this as much as anybody else, because I really would have thought the letter would have come certified, or I thought somebody would have called to tell you that your license is canceled, and none of that has ever happened.
I'm surely glad that you got the ability to do whatever you want to do in life, and you will continue doing what you want to do in life, and I wish you the best of luck of everything. I can't understand in the democracy we got today how one person can do something like that to you and get by with interrupting all the things that Marion residents love to hear.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
And again, I really do appreciate that. I think, I don't know, you know, it's unfortunate that I don't know the answers to a lot of these questions because I'm not sure how it all happened to begin with. I do know that clearly there's at least one person who does not want us here. Now, how that all trickles down in the end, I really don't know. We'll find out. And I guess that's the best you can say at this particular point. We'll find out. And I know the board of this station will find out. And I know that whatever proceedings will proceed. So that's that. Again, anything you want to talk about, 740-383-9944. But the Baker's Pizza, and we get no money from Baker's Pizza. I had a great time there. Saturday night. I'd never been there in Bucyrus. They have great pizza. They have great appetizers. I ate incredibly too much at Baker's Pizza on Saturday night, but I'm sure glad I went. And the lines they had, even during the COVID, but they were respecting all the COVID guidelines. You know, they had people with tables in between, and they had, of course, you had to wear your face mask and you had to be apart. So, you know, they certainly are respecting the guidelines to the pandemic, which is a good thing because we have heard of restaurants that are not doing that. So I appreciate that. And again, Baker's was great. And that was pretty well my weekend. And I think one of the funny things of this entire weekend was this whole bit with the radio station started on Friday. But you know, you live your life. I mean, you continue on doing what you're doing. You go to the Amish country, you go to the flea market, you go to the pizza joint on Saturday night, and you have a good time, because the truth is, I have a lot of good people in my life. I have a tremendous amount of good people in my life and always have. And that's what really, you know that in your own life. That's what keeps you going forward. And again, it's very hard for me to be angry. I'm just not an angry person. I'm really not. It's very hard for me to be angry or upset about this. Now, do I like it? No, I don't like it. But I'm not going to come on and call names. I'm not going to go to that level. As I say, I will not mention the person's name who made this complaint and who has made other complaints to other places, who sends this to media, because I think they hope that it will be covered and make me and the station not look so great, which that's fine too. It's life. And you always look back on the things. You know, it's kind of like when somebody leaves us in life. I really always have thought of death as a time to look back at that life and say, boy, I'm so glad that person was in my life. I would not trade the time I had with them for anything. Now, do I wish I had more time? Well, sure. I wish I had more time. But that didn't happen. They left us. But I'm glad for the time I had. And it's very similar. Not that this is a death. This is not on that level. But because a little snag is happening here, I'm hardly going to regret everything that was done in the 7-year history here. I have enjoyed so much of it. And these calls this morning, that does mean a lot to me. I appreciate everybody who's called in. I think that is very, very kind and generous, and really more than I deserve. I just come in here and talk. That's all I'm doing. But I may be available for snow shoveling before you know it. You never know. 740-383-9944. We've got a few minutes left here this morning, and you can call in if you like. The phone lines are yours this morning. I don't think there's really any topic that... Well, by the way, over the weekend, I probably should mention, since we have not covered this morning, the president, former President Trump, was acquitted in his impeachment trial, but that's not our lead story this morning, obviously. But I'm sure we will talk about that if time permits as time goes on. Now, mid-morning coffee break with Adam will come up when this show's over this morning, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And then we have Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 today. Mike Wilson from 5:10 till 6 p.m. And we will continue on with local news and weather and obituaries and all of that as we have always done. Go ahead, caller.
Were you aware your streaming on the internet was really garbled and boogered up?
You know, I don't know. Adam normally takes care of that. Maybe he's out there listening.
Hmm. Well, it was a while ago. I just came back on and listened to it. And that, I'm curious, when did you get, you did get a letter from the FCC?
No, we didn't. And I think that's
You've
the problem.
You've never gotten a letter from the FCC yet?
No.
Then how did you know when you're suspended? Well, how did that come about?
The Marion Star called and asked to do an interview.
Mm-hmm. Now, so you only found out. So how did the Marion Star find out?
Well, as I said earlier, according to the FCC, the only two people who were aware of it would have been us, which we didn't get the letter, so we weren't aware of it, and the person who made the complaint.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that would tell you how the Marion Star found out. Now, I can't say that for sure, but
yeah,
that's...
Well, officially, though, at this point, since you're not in receipt of the alleged letter that the FCC sent... for all you know, this could be a hoax.
I don't know if it's that. I don't think. But, you know, who knows?
Well, you got something to look forward to.
Oh, that's right. Thanks for calling. All right. Well, you know what? We're down to the last minute. And again, I thank you for listening to this morning. I thank you for everything that has come down the pike this morning. I certainly thank everybody who called in, who said something nice and about this station. I really do appreciate that very, very, very sincerely. And we'll continue on here until we hear otherwise. And I'm sure if we hear otherwise, you'll know about that as well. But that is where we are at this particular point. As I say, Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam Lepp comes up in about 15 minutes. And Voice of a People today at 4:15. You know what? We'll take one more call before we go off the air today. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer to the stars by day and grocery bagger by night.
You got it.
My name was mentioned. I agree with the last guy. I'm on like about a two-minute delay, so I'll be quick because of the news. And we have a good show coming up next, I think. Me and some former Columbus radio celebrity. But I think it might be a hoax because, yes, it would come by certified registered or by a process server. You wouldn't get it in first-class mail. The FCC knows the post office is going through some problems right now. And, yeah, that was one of my first thoughts. Something is fishy, Scott. Something doesn't smell right. The stream, by the way, I've been listening since 8 a.m. It sounds great, but it can happen. I might have gone to the boys' room while there was an issue. That will occur. The Internet also is not an exact science, but it sounds very clear. And, yeah, something is fishy, Scott. We're going to chug along, and the person, we're not going to mention his name, but, of course, a caller did earlier in the show. You can imagine what I'm thinking.
I understand.
Something I can't see on the air.
Well, so, I appreciate...
Sure you're thinking the same thing.
I appreciate you calling.
No problem, Scott. Have a great
Bye-bye.
Day.
And for this day, who knows what an interesting day. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is Support RT Mechanical, address